where did you grow up and on what kind of farm?
Well, I grew up in Marion County, Palmyra, Missouri. I lived in Hannibal for about 5 years and moved up to Palmyra for my parents' jobs. It both helped when they were commuting. My dad actually works at Northeast Power Co-op in Palmyra, Missouri. My mom works in Quincy, Illinois, so it made the travel a little bit quicker. I did all my schooling at the Palmyra R1 School District. Great schooling district. Very, very nice teachers and really cared about the education of their students. Actually, my grandfather, Cecil Gaines, he has livestock and he raises crops for his livestock. And my dad, on the other side, he actually plants crops for wildlife. So alfalfa, milo, wheat, all for the deer because we're big hunters. We love our hunting. So we want to provide crops out there for those deers to draw attraction to our farm. We love to fish, we love to hunt, we love mushroom hunting. That's a season that I look forward to every year. I currently reside in Columbia, Missouri. I go to MACC in Moberly for nursing school. And that actually starts the 20th of August. So the day after the fair gets over, it's going to be a rush, but it'll all work out. I'm a third-generation clogger. My grandmother, my mother, as well as my sister and I, we all clog. The routine that I performed for the contest, the pageant contest, was choreographed by a guy named Mike Curtis. He was on America's Got Talent. They're still on there now. They're still in the final round, so that's very neat. I got to travel out to South Carolina, and he taught the routine to me. I am a part of the Miss America organization. I represent Miss Heartland. I will give that crown up in September and go along the way and compete in more locals and try to go back to Miss Missouri this year. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay, well, tell me about the importance of agriculture.
Agriculture is so important. This year we've experienced, as everybody knows, the drought, and I think it's so important, specifically for the state of Missouri, to let everyone know and show everyone that we are a state, that we're going to come together and we're going to address this issue and get this issue fixed. Governor Jay Nixon just passed a bill and granted Missouri $12 million to fund the farmers who do have livestock to dig wells on their farms, and they're going to pay up to 90% for those wells to be dug on the farm. So it's so great to know that we're so supportive of those farmers who are experiencing this drought, and we're coming together as a state to help everyone out.
And what are your duties at the fair?
Oh my goodness, I have appearances every day, all day long, and sometimes I don't get to go to all the appearances because there's just so much going on, but my duty is just to really promote the Missouri State Fair, and my slogan that I love telling everybody is, it is the world's greatest fair. As you walk into the fair, around the carnival area, there's a sign that says the world's greatest fair, and I think there's no better way than to promote saying that. So it is the world's greatest fair, and I hope that everyone gets a chance to come out and enjoy the Missouri State Fair.
Have you been able to visit with any farmers today?
I get to visit with farmers every day. A lot of the commissioners are farmers themselves, and it's just great to hear their side of the story and what they do and how passionate, they're truly passionate about what they do, and agriculture is the backbone of our community.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.